Bill and Evan, and we're pleased to be talking to a new guest here on the morning news, the new commander. Is that the proper term?
Well, technically, it'd be the professor of military studies. We actually have a cadet battalion commander who's a student here at WSU and a participant in Army ROTC.
Okay, I'm going to say the boss.
I'm just kind of there you go.
The boss of Army ROTC at Washington State University, major promotable, and we'll get to what that means, Matthew Sheftig. Hey, welcome, and thank you for making time for us this morning on the morning news.
No, absolutely, Bill and Evan. I really appreciate the opportunity to be here and talk with you guys.
Well, I looked a little bit at your bio, and it looks like you have had 18, 19, 20-year now career in the Army. This had to have begun, I imagine you were in ROTC back in college. Is that the case?
Yes, I was. I'm a graduate of the University of Vermont, 2004, and I did do Army ROTC there. But that was, kind of a secondary experience. I was primarily a Division I basketball player at Vermont, went there to play basketball and do business administration. So it was a busy undergrad period, but, the Army really provided great opportunities for me, and I decided to make it a profession.
Well, at the time, you, as a D1 basketball player, a lot of your college obligations were taken care of. What drew you to ROTC?
Well, when I joined Army ROTC, it was, 2000. And I was just interested in being part of a team even after I graduated college and, stopped playing basketball. And the Army kind of provided that opportunity. And then obviously 9/11 happened, and I felt a strong call to service to, continue that service. And, I chose as a profession within the Army intelligence, doing military intelligence with a slight diversion over to the infantry for 4 years. And it just turned out to be a great experience. I served with and still do some of the best people, I think, that our country has to offer.
Well, I know you've just arrived here in Pullman, and you were commissioned, what, in 04, 05? You've been in the Army full-time for, what, 15, 16 years now?
Yep, 2004 commissioned, and then 16 years just this summer I've been in the Army for.
What was the path? What stops did you make from commissioning day to finally being here in Pullman?
Oh, it's been sort of crazy. I've been all over this country. So, the first stop out of the University of Vermont was down to Fort Benning for some infantry training. And then from there up to Anchorage, Alaska to become part of the new Airborne Brigade at that time in 2005, 2004 that was standing up. 4th Brigade, 25th Infantry Division out of Anchorage. Jumping in Alaska under the Northern Lights was an awesome experience. We deployed to Iraq as part of the surge, came home after that and, went down to Fort Huachuca, Arizona to attend the captain's course, all the way back across the country to Maryland after that to, one, deploy and advise the Iraqi Army and then come back and work at Fort Meade, Maryland. And then from Fort Meade, Maryland, back across the country to Fort Irwin, California to be part of the National Training Center, which is where our Army trains its units in large-scale, maneuvers. And then from there back across the country to Rhode Island to attend the Naval War College. And from the Naval War College to Washington State, which is where I fell in love with Washington State and, why I wanted to come to WSU. I went to, the West Side, which uh-huh. I understand is much different than the East Side of Washington. But just the same, I fell in love with the state, served 3 years at Joint Base Lewis-McChord, went to Virginia for a couple years, and then as soon as I had the opportunity to make it back, or at least apply to be part of WSU, I jumped up at the opportunity and made it my number one choice.
Major Sheftig, talk about that mission and your role here at WSU in training these Army officers, and how you're having to do that with the pandemic going on. How is that shaken out?
Yeah, so Army ROTC is supposed to be a experiential learning, you know, model, whereby if you're a freshman and sophomore, you're learning how to follow your juniors and seniors. And then if you're a junior and senior, you're learning how to lead, you know, the freshmen and sophomores. Additionally, some of the classes that we teach are obviously geared more towards, you know, learning in that, you know, by learning through doing, you know, learning how to do land navigation and find a point on the map, or learning, you know, field craft for how to live and be comfortable in a field environment. Obviously works better in person. So when WSU announced that, you know, for COVID mitigation measures that we would be going remote, you know, they had two key sort of announcements that were in the President Schultz's message, which was, number one, there would be an exception process to be approved by the provost. And then number two, Army ROTC cadets, or really any ROTC cadets, so Air Force or Navy as well, met institutional criteria to be eligible for WSU housing. And that was very valuable to us. And so we submitted an exception to be able to deliver a hybrid learning model whereby we will teach all of our classrooms over distance means, but with robust COVID mitigation measures, social distancing, mask wearing, et cetera, we'll be able to meet and still provide some of the top-notch experiential learning in person, though be it in smaller groups of cadets, to still allow them to, you know, get the knowledge and the benefit of having, you know, met in person.
This is a couple-part process for you. One, you are inheriting how many students that are part of the process that are the sophomores and the juniors and the seniors? How many people do you have in your program now?
So we have 120 cadets right now, you know, students at WSU. And obviously we'd like to continue to increase that number. And it's variable. You know, one of the things that we're really working on is that, you know, ROTC is not always, you know, best delivered over the internet or over Zoom. You really want to have contact with your peers and you want to work as a team. And, you know, that's what the Army is all about, working as a team. And so we're going to get creative with how we still are able to, you know, allow them to work as teams and do all the things that, you know, build camaraderie and that make you want to be part of an organization like ROTC and then the Army.
And we are Bill and Evan, and we're talking to the new ROTC person here at Washington State University, the head of it, Major Matthew Sheftick.
And Major, what are the big advantages that ROTC cadets get at WSU? What's the draw that you remind the students, hey, you come and join us, these are all the opportunities and things that are before you? What do you tell those students?
Well, first, I would say that there's a short-term draw, which is that, you know, we can offer an immediate, you know, financial benefit, whether that be through a 1, 2, or 3-year scholarship. Additionally, there are opportunities through the National Guard where you become what's called a simultaneous member. And while you're going to university, you're a Guard member, a drilling Guard member, and there's additional benefits that you receive through them. So if you're an out-of-state student and you become part of the Washington State National Guard, then you get in-state tuition, and then at that, you get half off your in-state tuition. So there's an immediate financial benefit. And then I would say that, you know, going through Army ROTC provides the longer-term benefit, which is that, you know, we're obviously in a tough position as a country with COVID-19 and then the resulting economic impact. And, you know, I was reading Wall Street Journal this week. You're looking at, you know, 10-plus points unemployment, 12.5 for recently graduated, you know, college seniors. And in that tough job market, we guarantee you a job. And, you know, the Army we like to say, if you can dream it, the Army offers it. If you want to be a doctor, you can do that. If you want to go into cyber, the Army has Army cyber that you can do that in. If you want to fly helicopters, you can do that. If you want a technical skill, like, you know, working with satellites and communications equipment, we offer that as well. So I think that the job, you know, market combined with what we can provide in terms of a guaranteed, you know, job coming out of college is really exceptional. And preparing for our discussion today, I looked at the median income for a college graduate. It's about $55,000, and in the Army, you're looking at $65,000 once all benefits are added in. So that's a great thing as well. And so, yeah, I just, you know, it's a great benefit. And the one thing I got to add that's kind of an intangible is the leadership aspect that the Army provides, which is that when you graduate, you're going to go be what's called a platoon leader, and you're going to lead, you know, 35 to 45 of America's, you know, sons and daughters. You know, employers, whether you want to make the military a profession or not, what employers talk about that they want is leadership experience when they're looking at people to hire. And even if you were to do your 4 years and decide, hey, I'd like to go into, you know, the private sector and do business or whatever, you will leave with that leadership experience, which is just an intangible. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Recruiting difficult, I would imagine, given the current circumstance. How do you get potential students involved in this, but they can't be here to hear what you have to say? How's that going to work for you this fall?
Yeah, so we it is a challenge, but we have to get creative in how we do it. So there's kind of two pools that we'd like to recruit from. One is, you know, rising high school seniors, because they can apply for national scholarships, national Army scholarships. And, you know, those are the harder ones to get to because now we're not traveling so much to high schools and things like that. So we've got to figure out how to reach them on social media and, you know, kind of provide them with information about the benefits that WSU Army ROTC can offer. The other population is existing WSU students. And, you know, we're doing pretty well in that area. The university has been phenomenal in moving their Alive sessions, which are their orientation, you know, program, to a virtual environment. We've been a participant and a partner, in briefing interested, you know, incoming students on our program. And we've gotten some very good interest in that. But we obviously want to expand our horizons and get creative in how we recruit. And I like to think of the Army like the NFL or, you know, college football. We don't want to recruit all running backs or all defensive backs. We want a diversity of backgrounds and experiences. We don't need everybody to run a 4.2 40. We want, you know, a diversity of skills. So we're looking everybody from, you know, athletes and student government to, you know, Eagle Scouts and folks who have, you know, started community projects and things like that. That's what we're looking to get.
All right. One final question before we let you get away today. Your first college experience as a student and an athlete was as a catamount at the University of Vermont. Most of 20 years later, you're here at Washington State where we are the Cougars. I need to find out, how do you tell a catamount from a cougar?
That is a great question. I believe the Eastern Catamount would technically be a smaller cat than the cougar. So that's another benefit of switching into a Power Five conference.
Bigger cats. Major Sheftick, we do thank you for your time this morning. We are Bill and Evan. This is your Tuesday Morning News.